The other one gets underway in 12 hours and 15 minutes at the Scott Trade Center. And joining us right now, Pat Micheletti, former North Star Center and host of Minnesota Wild Fan Line on KFAN 100.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, of course, friend of the show, Joe Micheletti's brother. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. What's the feel in Minneapolis, St. Paul this morning going into Game 4? Is there a sense of doom, or is there a sense that if the Wild can just break through, they can bring this thing back there and maybe make a run at becoming the fifth team to overcome a 3-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, I can tell you the fans are certainly doom and gloom. They think this is over and such, but the team is, Bruce Boudreau has been positive the last couple of days. And when you look at it, guys, they haven't played poorly. Obviously they've outshot, they've outchanced the Blues, but just unable to get it past Jake Allen. And Mike Yeo has done a terrific job at putting a scheme in to really keep Minnesota from getting to the middle of the ice. And, you got to give credit where credit is due. And the Blues have played terrific. And, when you play in tight games like this, every goal given up, every bad goal given up can really hurt you. And I think in game two, Devan Dubnyk had an opportunity to make both those saves on the Goodmanson goal or Edmondson goal. And then on the Schwartz goal, I think he could have had both of those. And, when you give up goals like that and you're not scoring, it's going to come back and bite you. And it's bitten a while.
We hear people say things like Jake Allen, he's in their head now. Is that really a thing? Does a goaltender, when he's playing as well as Allen does that really bother the other team or change their game in any way?
I think that's more media speak than anything. I mean, again, Allen's been great, but, a few of the things that the Wild haven't done is, they're going to the glove side. I think he's a little weaker on the stick side. They haven't gotten in his face at all, meaning – blocking his vision or, everything he's seen, when he sees a puck, he's going to stop it. Hey, he's a great goaltender, one who struggled, as you guys know, mightily know, early in the year. And then when Marty Brodeur took over with him, he's been great and his confidence is high. But you got to credit the your defenseman for, boxing out and allowing him to see the puck and Jake doesn't give up many rebounds. I don't know if it's a matter of being in the Wild players' heads. It's just a matter of him playing great and Minnesota not getting it past him.
Pat Micheletti's our guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. You're listening to 590 The Fan KFNS and InsideSTL.com. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn with you here on the program. Pat, Doug and I were discussing in the 7 o'clock hour of our show that it's an odd deal, at least from our standpoint, that the Blues are up 3-0. And perhaps different than a series that just went to its fifth game with the Blue Jackets win last night, the Pittsburgh-Columbus series, where for the most part, Pittsburgh's been in full control of the vast majority of those games, minus game four last night, which Columbus won to stave off elimination. This series truly could have gone either way in any of the three games. And so while the Wild are dominated from a series standpoint down 3-0, the actual play has been, Minnesota dominated the first game. And I don't know how that affects a team psychologically, if it's more frustrating when you're sitting there going, my God, we've been right there with these guys, but we're on the verge of getting swept. Or you go, well, we're right there with these guys. Maybe it's possible for us actually to rattle off four in a row.
Yeah, well, I think there's some validity to that, but for Mike Yeo and the Blues, they don't care. I mean, they don't care if they give up 90 shots. Their goal is to win the hockey game. And I'll bring you back, guys, a couple of years when the Wild acquired Devan Dubnyk, they were in the worst slump in the National Hockey League at the time, and there were rumors about Mike Yeo being fired. Well, they get Devan Dubnyk, and they go on this masterful run to get back in the playoffs but in that stretch, there was, I think they'd won 20 some out of 28 or even better than that. I mean, it was ungodly. But every game was a one-goal game. The Wild never scored more than two or three a game. and they never gave up, you know, more than one or two. Maybe once they gave up four, and that was it. But the point being is that when Mike Yeo gets guys believing in what he wants done, him and Rick Wilson, by the way, and the players buy in, it's a system that is really, really tough to crack. And once they get on a roll like that, and you know the Blues are on such a great roll at the end of the year, the belief that they're just going to go out and win is you can't top that. And when you believe you're going to win, and when you jump over the boards and you got, you know, you've got your teammates' backs, boy, good things happen. And right now, they just don't think they can lose. And like I said, when you have that attitude, it's going to be it's a tough climb for the Wild.
You think the fact that Yeo did coach in Minnesota has been a factor here? Does he know some secrets or how to play guys that some other coach might not?
Yep. No doubt about it. I mean, he knows what Granlund does. I mean, you look at Granlund, who's been non-existent in this series for the Wild. I mean, they're hitting him every time he has the puck. And Devan Dubnyk, you know, you get under his skin, you know, you see guys yapping at him and trying to get him off his game. So, you know, he knows what every player does. He knows their personality, what makes them go, what doesn't. And I think that has been a huge advantage because, listen, you know, this game is not a complicated game. It's pretty simple. And a lot of these teams, you know, X's and O's wise, they all do pretty much the same thing, you know, maybe tweaks here and there. So you can watch all the film is available, but it's a psychological part. It's a mental part. It's knowing how a guy reacts, what he likes to do, what he doesn't like to do. I think it's so significant, and Mike certainly knows it, and Rick Wilson, too, on the back end with the defenseman, how to play a Brodin, a Spurgeon, a Suter, you know, guys like that. So, you know, Rick handled those that core D for 5 years. So, you know, it's certainly helpful.
Pat Micheletti, our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Of the two teams in the Central facing the uphill climb of a big comeback, the Blackhawks and the Wild, which one, if you had to handicap it, Pat, do you think is more likely to be able to pull off the big comeback?
Oh, boy. You can never count out the Hawks, can you?
Yeah.
And that leadership that they have in that room. You know, that team has played a ton of hockey in the last 5 years, 6 years. And you know, their core is still together, and they replace guys every year. That's kind of been their MO because they can't keep everyone because of the cap. They're a little bit younger this year, I think. And I think they're a little bit more banged up. And so... And the way Nashville is playing is the way you have to play the Hawks. You have to attack them. You have to hit Kane. You have to hit Taves. You've got to make them feel it every time that they're on the ice. And I think Nashville is doing that. They don't get a lead and sit back. They get a lead and they attack more. And that's Peter Laviolette's MO for years. And finally, you know, Pecorine has been. It's been terrific for him, and that's something that hasn't happened in past playoff years. He's had one good game and then a couple bad games. So, you know, I think that'll be tough. I think, you know, if Minnesota can break through, you know, get a lead. Listen, Minnesota has not had a lead in this series.
Yeah.
And so I really think that if they get a lead, it'll be interesting to see how the Blues play. Will they open it up a little bit? Do they have enough offense to get back in a hockey game if they're down? We don't know that because the Blues aren't behind. And so I think it's imperative that Minnesota get the first goal. If they get the first goal and win this game tonight, well, then you have a new series. So to answer your question, a long-winded answer, I think Minnesota probably has a little bit better chance.
Pat Micheletti, our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Blues and Wild, 12 hours from face-off, Game 4. Tonight. Pat, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.